Yes, sir. What's up, Chicago? Guess what? That's right. It is Monday, November the, what's the date? November the 7th, 2016. And Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side Studios, located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. And we have an outstanding show for you on today. That camera real crooked. Fix it in a minute. But look here, y'all. We have a great show, man. It is Monday and in the studio with us. That's right. That's right. It's y'all's boy. Yeah, y'all's boy. Y'all's boy. The good pastor from the first Bethel Church. On the south side of Chicago, the one, the only Pastor Cornelius Parks is in the house. What's up, sir?
Yes, sir. What's going on, my brother?
Man, everything is everything. Everything
man,
is
listen,
good.
It's good to be here once again.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to fix that camera because ain't nobody see nobody but you.
I know, right?
It's a weird angle. I get it. But look here, anyway, we have an outstanding show, man. I'm excited. Today's conversation is going to be good, man. Watch this. This is good. Something I'm sure we both are concerned about. Four keys to closing the back door.
Closing the back door.
Yeah, because you can get a man through the front.
Man, they know how to get out that back door.
Well, yeah, especially if you got somebody walking them out.
Pushing them out.
Right.
Dragging them out.
Exactly. So look here, y'all. We got a real, real good show for you guys. Let me give you the rundown of how you can contact the show. If you are listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. If you are already dialed in, you called in on your phone, simply push 1 with your question and your comment, and we would love to have you be a part of the show. If you are on, social media, simply go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio, and you will find us there as well. If you want to tweet the show, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We'd love to read that tweet live on the air. Also, if you want to email the show, you can email the show at takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Again, that's at email the show. It's real simple, at takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We would love to hear from you that way as well. And then live stream. The live streams are up and running. Well, they will be shortly. I forgot about this one. The live stream is up and running. You can catch us right there on Ustream, ustream.tv. Do a search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon. You'll find us right there on ustream.tv. And then last but not least, iTunes. Go to iTunes. Go to your podcast section in your iTunes account. Do a search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon. And we will be right there. You'll be able to find us and download all of that good stuff. Yes, sir. So look, y'all, this is what we're going to do. I need to fix this camera on Facebook Live because it's looking real unfamiliar right now. So I'm going to get this camera fixed on Facebook Live. And we're going to take a quick break. Let me get y'all some good old music here. Find y'all something because we're going to have some fun when we get back, y'all. I promise you it's going to be fun. We'll be right. And I promise y'all, we're going to be right back, y'all, real quick. TTLO.
Young people going to stand up real quick. Come on.
Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on, get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it, you gotta get, come on. Fourth one. Come on, sing it.
Never thought that I would run.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are back. We are back. All right. We had to play around with the camera, y'all, trying to get some stuff figured out. Y'all say, okay, here and there, you know. We good, though. We are back live in the studio. So look here, y'all. A lot of stuff going on real quick. Once again, big shout out. We didn't get a chance to talk about it on Friday. The Chicago Cubs.
Yeah.
Cubs, man.
Cubs.
World champion. And we still here. The trumpet didn't sound.
It didn't sound.
Did hell freeze over?
We don't know, right?
We don't. Nobody know.
Not yet. I don't know.
Okay, because I
don't know. I'll ask the false prophet.
Prophet Karn. Don't let me stop.
Oh, my God.
Let me stop. Get me started on that dude.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, man, the Cubs won.
They did. Everything
is lovely. I'm like, this is all right.
And, you know, they won, and it was nothing tragic happened.
Yeah.
They was out there enjoying themselves. Actually, the day of the them clinching,
mm-hmm.
they recorded no arrest that first day. Now, the second day was something totally different.
But 5 million people.
Man, listen here.
We're downtown.
Listen here.
And between downtown and, well, yeah, between the north side and downtown,
yeah.
5 million people.
Man.
That's more than, well, can I say something for the White Sox fans? They say it was 1.6 when y'all won the first championship.
Was it?
1.6.
Okay, I don't know, man.
1.6.
Have they ever sold out?
No, I'm just saying this is what, for their championship rally.
Sure.
They sell out when they make the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
See, the Cubs sell out every game.
Every game.
Every game.
Win or lose.
Win or lose. So I just want to throw that out there, my little dig at the White Sox fans. But 5 million people, man.
Yeah,
and
man.
I watched, you know, part of the parade that we were here Friday because we had no show because y'all know
right.
We had bad internet service. What can you do?
Because of the Cubs.
Yeah, there you go. I take the L for the Cubs. But so anyway, you know, I'm watching this thing and I'm like, man, people were like, you know, the best part I liked about it was some of the stories. From people who were Cubs fans because of their parents,
oh, man.
And their grandparents and their great grandparents. That was the cool stuff.
I honestly thought the Metrodomes was gonna come from the grave. I thought they was getting ready to come, man. Man, listen here, 108 years, man. This whole thing was very prophetic, man. They had a lot of symbolically of stuff that happened in 108.
Uh huh.
No, I have to thank God for that. I didn't even look at the spiritual side.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want to look at the spiritual side. I just, and truth doesn't matter, I'm not a real big Cub fan.
Right, right. I know. Right,
but
right.
I was happy to see that they won, man.
Yeah.
Because my step-grandfather, rest his soul,
mm-hmm.
he was a diehard Cubs fan. He had the whole house watching Cubs. And then my cousin, he just passed away a year ago, was
okay.
a diehard. So it was good to know that they won and honor them as well, man. So, believe it or not, Cubs is, I don't know if it's between Dallas and Cubs, the number one American team.
Well, the Dallas, unfortunately, and this is coming from an old school Cowboy fan, which I'm a closeted Cowboy fan at this
okay.
point, because I still got my Deion Sanders jerseys hanging up in the
man,
closet.
They doing great, man.
But, 21 jerseys looking real good on Zeke Elliott right now.
Man, listen to hey, the way they playing, man, it's awesome, man.
But but they are, and it's funny. They bought. I think I was reading that the Ricketts family bought the Cubs for $750 million or $800 million, something like that.
Man.
And now they're worth $2.7 billion.
Yeah, man, listen, money attracts money, man.
Now the Cubs are worth $2.7 billion.
Money attracts money.
Wow.
Yes,
that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So that was good, man. Man, I want big shout out yesterday, man. Straight up to my Kingdom Baptist Church family yesterday.
Awesome. Awesome.
Man, it was our first service without our previous pastor.
Awesome.
And I want to say big shout out to the deacons. You guys, you know, you did your jobs. To the ministers in the pulpit, you guys did your jobs. And it was a great time, man.
Let me ask you this.
Yes,
how
sir.
Was the atmosphere, man?
Man, it was. You know what? It was interesting because part of my, as I was telling you before we went on the show, before we went live, some of our people went to visit at another church.
Mm-hmm.
So my praise team was kind of missing, but my worship leader was here. She was still here.
Okay.
So, man, she carried that thing, you know,
oh, wow.
And it we went on in the service, man. It was
oh,
all right,
wow.
though. It was, man, God had his way.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
Your first How long you been preaching for now? Like 10 years?
4 5 years now.
5 years.
Four or
okay.
5 years, yeah.
So out of your 5 years, is this your
this
first
is my
time?
first Sunday.
Wow.
This was my first
wow.
Sunday preaching. Yeah.
To God be the glory.
Yeah, my
man.
First we're gonna talk about that, Kim Tony. My first Sunday preaching, and it was good, man. It was good. Don't forget you can pull Facebook up over here so you can.
Yeah.
But so anyway, yeah, my first time preaching on first Sunday, man, it was good. I had to go,
okay.
Got through the whole process, and it was so interesting. I was praying when I found out I had to preach because it was kind of last minute because they kind of gave us a schedule.
Okay.
I ain't going to talk about that. But they kind of gave us a schedule of preaching. So when I found out, you know, I prayed. I was like, okay, Lord, you know, it's first Sunday, you know, and I'm thinking in my head. See, show you how what you want to do and what God want to do are two different
wow.
things.
Wow.
So in my head, I'm like, I got to preach something about the blood.
Wow.
You know, that's what I'm thinking. It's first Sunday in November. You know, I need to. That's the way my head was working. I need to preach something about the blood. So I'm looking through scriptures and going all in all different stuff that references the blood of Jesus, blood
right.
of Jesus, and I'm flipping through the Bible and as I'm reading, before I could even get to the blood of Jesus, I stopped at the woman with the issue of blood.
Oh wow! Oh wow!
And use that as my backdrop. With the title of It's an Emergency.
It's an Emergency. Wow. 911.
So man, it worked out, man. It worked out. I remember everything up until about 5 minutes after reading the scripture.
Wow.
Everything after that was a blur.
Wow.
So and I have to apologize if I went long. I don't think I did, because when I went and hit my stop clock on the clock, cause I keep my phone up as a stop clock because I like to make
okay.
sure I'm at a, you know, at a decent time. So when I went to stop it, it was at like 35 minutes, but I knew I had already been done. So I'm assuming I may have gotten through early enough,
okay.
you know, for myself. We got
okay.
these self-appointed times or whatever, because our pastor Williams used to tell us, you know, okay, y'all got about 25, 26 minutes.
And normally for a pastor, he's 30 to 45 minutes.
That's about right. Yeah, depending on, yeah.
That's good.
So. But anyway, man, yeah, it worked out, man. We did communion, had all that. We were supposed to do a baptism, but the person didn't show up because I was kind of glad I didn't have to get in the pool yesterday.
Oh wow!
Yeah, because it was gonna be my first time getting in the pool too. So
man, you know,
I ain't been in the pool since I was in it.
Wow! Man, listen, I stepped in the water yesterday.
Uh huh.
The water was so cold, it chilled my body.
Now, did you? Oh, 26 minutes. Thank you, Tanya. Thank you. See, I knew somebody was keeping time. What do y'all have those hip waders to get in the pool, or you just got in some shorts or something? What did you?
Man, listen, I put on the robe. I have some shorts on, and
Oh no, man, we got the full gold swimming pants. Them what they call?
Oh, okay.
Them hip waders.
Yeah, all right.
And they come all the way up to here.
We're not that advanced yet. So
man, you better get you a pair for $100.
Yeah.
That way you just slip you put it over your pants.
Yeah, but if you just give me a heater.
Oh, for the water.
For the water. I'll be all right.
Hey, hello real quick, y'all. Y'all coming in on Facebook Live. Those of you coming in on Ustream, y'all know y'all got to speak when you come in the room. I see y'all watching. Y'all in there. Hello. Let's see here. Yolanda King. Hello. Kim Tony. Happy Election Eve. You right. I'm going to talk about the Election Eve, too. Tamala King. Hello. What's going on? Kim Tony. What's going on? She says, not to rain on a parade, but if 5 million people can gather, can't we stop violence in this city? That's a movement.
Hey, Kim, let me say this.
Come on.
You got an interesting point, but truth of the matter is not realistic.
Uh-oh.
And I'll be honest with you.
Come on, help us out.
Because, one, it takes initiatives for us to come together in those great numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we're saying about violence in Chicago is a major initiative. However, everyone is not on one accord when it comes down to the violence.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was on one accord for the Chicago Cubs. And truth of the matter, those were people that was also out of state, out of the country. It wasn't all Chicagoans that was there supporting the Chicago Cubs. As much as we want that to happen, keep in mind, there was only a million-man march. And so, you know, we want the numbers. We want the people to come out. But sadly to say this, in this field that we are working in, we got to use what we got and continue to move
mm-hmm.
and make that to be our movement. But that's an interesting point.
Well, let me go where I have to agree a little bit with Kim, because I think that the reason I say that is I looked at the amount of when I was looking at that crowd of people, that mass of humanity down there at Grant Park,
mm-hmm.
I looked at everybody as a whole, mm-hmm. but then I looked at how many black faces was in the crowd, and it was quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to myself, the same way we showed up when we did the whole Black Lives Matter march downtown, and we was trying to block off Michigan, and we blocked off Lakeshore Drive, I'm hoping the same amount of folks show up at the polls tomorrow.
Because
that is the move. I want to say that's why I think that's where she was trying to go. Because we can march all day long, but do we march to the polls?
Sure. You know, and that's a touchy subject matter. Because you know it's been revealed on so many people that have their own choice of person.
That's the problem. That's why we can't and this is why I agree with you. To kind of reiterate what you just said, we can't come together,
right?
Even though we all want to stop the violence, but I want to stop the violence with Cornelius,
right?
And of course, since Cornelius don't like Jody,
there you go.
I can't go support Jody.
That's the main problem in the city of Chicago.
It is.
You know, I heard some people got mad at some businesses.
Yep.
In the city.
Yep.
For supporting Trump.
Yeah.
But. If I'm not mistaken, the whole entire Cubs,
one of the owners,
Ricketts supporter, but
yeah.
he gave
$1 million to the campaign.
It didn't stop us singing "Go Cubs, Go."
Show did, because I was show singing.
Right. So here it's called choice. It's free will. It's the decision that we make. And honestly, let me say this: we have gotten to the place that friendships have gotten disbanded
because of
who we support.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And it's sad. I was on my way in. I did a live. I said it's mm-hmm. three conversations that we shouldn't have with people.
Yeah, what was that? Because I was trying to get dressed. I couldn't watch
politics. Number two is religion.
Uh huh.
And then number three, marriage.
Wow.
And the reason why I put marriage in that, because so many people are scorned
mm-hmm.
when it comes down to marriage, that they're leading people the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not given biblical principles
mm-hmm.
on marriage. I never see over the past 10 years how mighty the divorce rate is. And people are okay with it. And let me say this. Let me retract that. The church is okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Not just so much people, but the church. They don't have no type of ministry to encourage people to stick with it. They feel that divorce is okay, and if a person cheat and all that, man, give them scripture, give them support in the Word of God.
Let me. Ooh, yeah, this is a little touchy.
It is.
Let me say this. If I do believe that the divorce rate is high, it is, and it probably is higher in the church. But unfortunately, a lot of times in the church, you've had so many examples of pastors telling husbands and wives to stay together when they know said husband is putting hands on the wife. Or there's been instances where you counseled people and you knew they should not have been married, but you just wanted them to be married. Or we tell people we misuse scripture and say so that you're not fornicating, that it's better to marry than to burn. And when we tell people that, you're misleading people. Because, see, that was Paul speaking about himself.
True.
That was not Paul talking about the entire generalizing marriage. Paul was talking about himself. Because a lot of people talk about that. You know, we like to talk about that thorn. That flesh that Paul had. And we were trying to figure out people, what was it? And scholars have led us to believe that Paul had a flesh issue. You know, so one of the things was, it's like Paul was talking to himself. He was like, well, look, it's better to marry than to burn. And I've seen people tell people that, and people have gotten married under false pretenses. And then I also believe this. I believe if God ordained your marriage, there's no way it would fail. If God ordained it.
If God. That's
because
the thing.
Some folk just get married.
But here, faith without works is dead.
Yeah, come on.
And so what happens, even if God ordained the marriage,
yes,
we still got to work in it. We still have to do.
But you said the magic word, if. Right.
I have found to believe
uh-huh.
that we give more work when we was dating than when we get married.
Now that's true.
That's when the enemy anticipates his attack.
Well, yeah.
Is when we're joint, because the scriptures support us in Genesis that we ought to be fruitful and multiply to replenish the earth. We have gotten to the place that we're okay with replenishing the earth with premarital sex.
Oh, yeah, we're just having babies out of wedlock.
Okay. We're okay with that. We're giving baby showers. Literally, we shouldn't even do that. Giving baby showers
for folks that ain't married.
To folks who not even married. That's just like a housewoman. You rent a house and you want to get a housewoman party. Baby, bye.
I agree.
We have accommodated them by catering to their sin.
Yeah.
Not to say that we leave them out on the island by themselves, but we catering to their sin to let them know it's okay.
That's why I follow, and I've never been to it, but I know Pastor Reggie Royal over at
awesome.
At Lifeline. He has an awesome marriage ministry.
Yeah, some people have that grace, man.
Yeah, and see, everybody can't do marriage ministry.
That's right.
I've seen some marriage ministries that had great potential.
That's right.
But then there was no follow through.
I'm gonna say this.
Come
even
on.
I look at my personal life.
Okay.
And the things I know now.
Yeah, you didn't know. Right.
I knew, but I wasn't applying.
Ah, come on, tell the truth.
And
come
so,
on.
The things I know now and my application right now
uh-huh.
when it concerns to marriage.
Right, right.
If I had the opportunity to do it all over again,
yes,
I know that it'll be a great success.
Mm.
However, we
can't see. What you can't see, man.
We
something wrong with your phone. Everybody else can see.
we use as an excuse ignorance.
Yeah,
we use that as an excuse. We being life today is going all that stuff.
Yeah.
But truth of the matter, we like Mama. Mama told us some much stuff.
Yeah.
But we heard her, but we didn't listen.
Uh huh.
When you listen, you comprehend, and you comprehend that's actions. Pastor Billy Jean used to say this all the time. Listening is a skill, which it is, because when you listen, it calls you to do something afterwards.
Uh-huh.
And so even I love being transparent concerning my marriage, because I, no matter what took place, I take ownership because I was the priest.
Okay. Right. Okay.
I was.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, I was the priest. I was the man, and I was the man of God. And God still would look at me and ask me, well, what did you do to cause it to go the way it did?
Mm-hmm.
No matter how us men love to point the finger at people.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got to learn to take ownership of ourselves.
Okay.
And so even today, currently, I take full ownership
mm-hmm.
of my mishaps. Now, do I believe that she played a part? Yes. But why do I need to throw her under the bus to try to make myself look good?
Right. Right.
No.
You don't have to do that.
No, we don't have to do that.
If it didn't work, it didn't work.
It didn't
you ain't got to beat each other up over the process.
And right now, she joked right now and called me her BFF. I hate that word, but we laugh about it, you know?
Right,
because
right.
Now, I feel the relationship we have now, we can talk, laugh like it was before we even got married.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then when we got married, we lost that edge. You know, we lost that edge.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said this to a lot of married couples, you know, you got to find your identity in marriage. You got to learn to deny yourself and then learn to cater to your spouse's need. And then, you know, God going to take care of the rest. He will. But if you got to do your part, man. You got to do your part.
Yeah, I think you said something early on, and I want to touch on it real quick. Whatever you did to get together, that's what you got to do to stay together.
Man.
So can we go there? Then we're gonna move on because I know this.
Yeah.
But if you was doing all type of crazy stuff
mm-hmm.
as a couple,
oh man,
some of it in God, some of it out,
uh-huh.
and you went ahead and decided to get married,
Lord have mercy.
Then all of that stuff that you was doing that was outside of God,
uh-huh.
you need to continue to do now that you are now in God.
Exactly.
Because if you don't.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Let's.
B.B. King said, "Thriller's gone."
I'm dying.
Okay.
So look at y'all. So that's what. let me read some of these comments here. Marissa Williams. Good afternoon down there in Miami, I believe. Some part of Florida she in.
Good afternoon.
Kim Tony, Evangelist says, "Uh-oh, that has been our problem since slavery." Oh, she's talking about the getting together thing.
Yeah.
We can't agree to disagree when it matters. But we can unify for things that ultimately don't matter. Yeah, that's true. Then she says, we need to first stop promoting weddings rather than marriage.
That's a good point, Kid.
Yeah, because you do. I've seen a whole lot of people put a whole lot of effort into some lavish weddings.
Man, don't get me mad.
And then get 10 minutes on the... Okay,
man,
all right.
Listen, they spend all that money for a wedding and don't want to pay the preacher either. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
throw that in there too. The most important part.
You get paid for doing wedding?
Man, listen.
Get paid? You get a check?
Yeah. 2017.
Somebody need to give me a check. I did two weddings, ain't got a dime.
I'm up to close to 50 of them.
Listen, I ain't got a...
Let me say this. 2017,
I get a donation.
I'm changing my whole... theory when it comes down to counseling and even marriage.
Yeah.
Because they'll make you seem like, oh, I got more members that never been to my church now. That's in my church.
Oh, wow.
I got some folks that tell folks that I'm their pastor.
But they ain't part of your church.
They never been to my church.
But you married you, but you married
them? I married some folks.
Wow.
That love me and tell folks I'm their pastor. But you know, I'm changing it because at the end of the day, it's not helping my ministry. Just
yeah.
to say I married somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
That don't help me
That's
at
true.
All.
That's true. Let me read what it says here. Pastor Hal Washington. What's up, Doc?
Pastor, man.
We're going to have some words for you in a minute.
Yeah.
He said he can see the wall. I don't know. Man, look at me. I'm going to need you to get off that Boost mobile phone, whatever that is you on, why you can't see us, because everybody else can see us.
Can you hear?
Yes.
Oh, because it's not cricket.
It was cricket. That might be it. What's the other one? Altair. What's the
man? Somebody.
No. What's the other one?
DFD.
See, you know what is it? What's gonna help us out?
Didn't follow direction.
Okay. Let's see. Kim Tony says I was blind, but now I see. Okay.
Have mercy.
She says you also need to go into marriage whole, not half.
That's true.
The Cardinal is watching. Michael Henderson says the thrill is gone. That's BBK.
Yes,
all right.
Yes, sir.
Felicia Martin. Hello, Felicia. Did you speak to the people when you came in the room?
No, she did, so don't read a comment. Go,
okay, I'm going to skip her. All right. I was told to skip you, Felicia.
You know better than that, Felicia.
Look.
You know better than that, Felicia. You know better.
Didn't speak to the people when you came in the room. Let's see here. Pastor Bishop Cardinal Henderson. Talk. Oh, they can talk about you. Talk, Elder. Marissa, wait, that's all right. And what's going on, bro? I got Sprint. Oh, well, then you need to get a new phone then, Doc.
Sprint is the service. Sprint works.
Right. I don't know.
Sprint just did.
You got pay as you go?
No, man. Sprint just did some bogus to me, man.
Did they really? Uh-oh.
Man, listen. I'm going to put Sprint on blast.
Hold on, man. They might be a sponsor now. Wait.
Oh, okay.
Point. Don't do it too bad.
Okay.
God bless y'all. I'm in Atlanta for class. See y'all Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Good. All right. He's in Atlanta.
In Atlanta
down there. Yeah. All right. Working on that doctorate. I ain't mad at you.
Don't go to
Don't go where. Here you go.
What's Brown Sugar? No, wait.
Magic City.
Magic City.
What you know about Magic City, Pastor Park?
You don't want to help me out.
You've been a preacher longer than me.
You helped me out.
You've been a pastor longer than I've been a preacher.
I got family down.
As you know, he tries to clean it up.
Magic City has been open for years.
It sure have. Hello, Felicia. Now Felicia has spoke. Let me read her comment.
All right, Felicia.
Felicia says, my ex-husband said the best thing to me after we had our forgiveness and move on talk. No such thing as bad people, just not the right person for me.
Wow.
Selah.
Think about it. Deep with it.
Think about it. I ain't mad. Michael Henderson, Magic City. Oh, yes. Now, Cardinal, we don't want to see no pictures of you at the Magic City now.
Hey, I don't want to see no...
Right. We don't want no memes. No Snapchat.
What is it?
World Star.
No World Star.
Right. We don't want to see no World Star on you, Pastor, at the Magic City.
Hey,
now.
Cardinal, I don't want to see you hooping while you're dancing.
Right.
Man.
And look, don't be in Magic City talking about this oil I'm using. I was coming here to anoint you. Don't.
And then, this first Sunday just passed.
Right.
You don't need to be having no communion, man. Don't be going in there having no communion.
Huh? Oh, okay. You can't drink nothing? Jesus drank with every meal.
Yes.
Come on. Anyway, so y'all let's get down to some conversation.
Here we go. I knew it was coming.
You guys got to remember to vote tomorrow.
Yeah.
It is absolutely, seriously, in all seriousness, no jokes, no nothing. Please go out and vote. And watch this. Do me this favor. If you have neighbors, if you know some elderly people who can't get out to vote, pick up your phone. If you got neighbors on your block, drive them to the polls. It is your responsibility. If you got some grown kids, you need to make sure them Negroes are registered to vote and they go vote.
Yeah.
I want you.
All of them. Y'all, this is your responsibility to get these people to the polls.
Yeah.
Your responsibility. All right. So we off of that. So, y'all know last week, Monday, we were in here and this fella to my right over here, this fella, him. Yeah, him.
I'm turning my back.
This fella, right. This fella over here says, we were talking about bowling.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We were talking about bowling and because I had just came back from this horrible display in Ohio.
Horrible.
Yeah. See?
That's what he said.
See?
I
don't need no help.
I'm just agreeing.
I don't need no help, choir. I don't need no help.
They can't agree when it's real, when it's true.
So anyway, we were talking about bowling and stuff like that, and so we had made this. I'm sorry, I just know who to vote for. Well, Felicia, guess what? Vote for somebody.
Somebody.
You know what? You can write my name in. But you still live in Chicago, so in Illinois, you're in Illinois, right? So it don't really matter. But you do need to vote for the Congress and the Senate. I don't care about the president because Donald Trump ain't going to win Illinois. So that don't really matter. But you can write me in if you want to for president.
When you go to the poll, just start singing, Walk With Me, Lord.
Walk with me, Lord.
Just start singing, Walk With Me, Lord.
Walk with me.
Yeah. Or just, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I was going to go. I didn't need my key. Anyway. So anyway, we were talking about bowling and all this other kind of stuff. So the challenge was laid down.
Challenge.
And if you do not know, please go to our Facebook page.
Yeah.
On my page. I think you put it on
it's
your
on
page.
Page.
It's on the Taking the Limits Off page. It's on my personal. It's on everybody's page. To Wednesday.
Yeah.
At Hillside Bowling Alley.
9 p.m.
9 p.m. DuPage County.
Uh-huh.
9 p.m.
Yeah.
We will be at the bowling alley.
Yeah.
I'm expecting all of the TTLO, all of the Kingdom Baptist, all of the First Bethel, all of y'all, to call y'all mama and them. This going to be better than pay-per-view that was on this past weekend.
I want all the vice lords, disciples. I want everybody there.
See,
I want everybody to witness this.
See, I can't.
That's right. We all want
to be the bowl strapped, Doc. It's kind of the thing kind of sticking in my back when I bent down.
This.
It's hard to bowl strapped, Doc.
Hey, I got a text message this morning.
Vice lords, disciples, I need y'all to stay home.
No, we need y'all for security.
No, the Hillside don't play, man.
Oh, okay. So y'all can just chill.
We'll see y'all afterwards.
Let me tell you this,
Come on, talk about it.
People know I know bowl, right?
Uh-huh.
Bro, I can read the text message from you from somebody right now.
Uh-huh.
Ask me a question.
Uh-huh.
Are you still going to warm up today? Are you still going to practice today?
Yeah.
Man, listen, I'm strike one for me. Marissa, you just come on out there.
She in Florida. She
can't okay,
come.
But
look, we're going to live stream, though.
It's going live.
It's going to be live. For those of you who can't make it, it's going to be
live.
Matter of fact, I think I'm bringing the tripod so I can
Listen, I just got to make sure I'm there early enough to stretch. Hey, listen. Y'all gonna, I promise to God I do. Y'all gonna think that I'm gonna go to the football field or a basketball court, or I'm gonna need time to stretch. I'm coming straight from Bible class, so I'm gonna be full with some oil.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna be a little slippery.
The oil on the
leg. So the ball slip out my hand.
The oil on the leg.
Blame it on the oil, because I'm going to be slippery.
Put you some baby powder in your
my name gonna be slippery when wet.
You know what? I'm gonna be slippery.
I'm excited about this.
So,
listen, you made the flyer. That flyer looked so good. Man, I'm talking about, I never had a one-on-one challenge flyer done in my life. Man, I'm so geeked. Listen.
So look here, y'all.
I'm coming with my ABC game.
That's what you do.
So, yep.
So look here. So we were talking about doing this last Wednesday. This is the reason why I want to bring this up. But my brother here said, well, he couldn't go last Wednesday because he had to go hunting.
Oh, my God.
My brother said.
Oh, my God. Oh, I knew he was going to get me.
He said, I got to go hunting.
Man, I wasn't hunting.
Now, where did you go hunting? Where was you at?
I was in Michigan, man.
You were in Michigan. I'm listening.
Uh-huh.
And what exactly were you hunting in Michigan?
Man, you know, it started off just squirrels and wild turkeys.
But we seen something else out there that we was able to pop, which it wasn't the season, but since I'm not in Michigan, I can say it out there.
Y'all did kill a deer.
Yeah, we did get a deer.
See, y'all
but I, you know, it started out, I was rusty. Matter of fact, that was my first time out this season.
Mm-hmm.
I had a 12 gauge. I was out there rusty.
Mm-hmm.
I can't lie. But what really hurt me, I was doing Facebook Live.
Yeah, let's talk about it. So the good pastor of the First Bethel Church. First Bethel, I'm going to need y'all to pray for y'all pastor. First Bethel Church, the good pastor was out there in the woods. Out there in the woods. And this is what I heard on Facebook Live.
Keep very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits.
I'm sitting here trying to. The brother is on Facebook Live, and literally, I promise y'all, I'm watching. He whispering. Y'all ever watch them hunting shows where they whispering? And the brother is out there, right?
And I'm
like, wait a minute, what am I watching? So I'm sitting there.
This man got me crying.
And out of nowhere, it just started happening. I'm like, what in the world?
Lord, he got me crying.
Is this craziness? So
Tito, give me some tissue.
So I'm watching, right? Wait. So I'm watching. And I said, okay, y'all, something is wrong. And so then I said, well, maybe it's something wrong with my camera.
Oh my God.
So I said, well, let me hear what this is what we heard while watching Facebook Live.
That wabbit. I'll set my wabbit twap.
The dude I was talking about some, I'm gonna kill the wabbit.
Oh,
he whispered, wait, and then wait a minute. Are your friends on here, Pastor Cornelius Park? I got to talk about them too. We going all in.
Hey,
so those of you who follow Pastor Park,
hey,
who was watching this Facebook Live with us, the man got his camera in this hand. He got a 12 gauge.
Hold on. Oh, my God.
In this hand, he got a 12 gauge. And then he's trying to zoom in.
Oh, man.
Y'all don't see me on here, right? He's trying to zoom in with the camera on, what was it, a squirrel?
A squirrel.
So, mind you, the squirrel is the same color as the grass, y'all, and
man,
and the leaves. This dude talking about some, y'all see it. Do y'all see it?
Hey, in my defense, listen.
What?
All right, the leaves have not hit the ground properly. So we went out on a day when the leaves was just coming down. It was a squirrel in sight. He was on the other end of the gully. So I did turn my picture around, my camera around. And it was hilarious because I said, do y'all see it? And I was whispering. I said, hey, do y'all see it? Do y'all see it?
And what?
So I went back and I looked at the
comments. And what did you see?
Yeah, I do. I see it.
I see it, Pastor.
I see it.
Y'all lying to y'all's pastor. Y'all know y'all didn't see no squirrel out there in the woods.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm looking. Wait, and I'm like a fool. I think I was at home still. No, I was here. I was here doing this. Yeah, and I'm like, I don't see nothing moving but the wind blowing a leaf. But this dude.
I zoomed in.
On what?
It was something for a minute, but he left. But by the time I really zoomed in, it was a leaf. But everybody kept saying, I see it.
Kill the rabbit. Kill the rabbit.
the rabbit, kill the rabbit, kill the rabbit.
Kill the rabbit.
So did you kill any rabbits?
This man called me Elmer Fudd.
He was out there looking like a big old Elmer Fudd. I mean, he had on camouflage.
Hey.
And
I'm used to hunting in my green camouflage. My cousins, they straight country. Like, they straight. This is what they do. They eat bear meat. When I hit that squirrel, he said, man, that's a good meal. So he's like, man, put some little gravy and rice on that. My cousin was so excited. My cousin was like 60-something. And he was so excited that we got something. I knew he did good because he came back to the truck. What y'all do? He come back with his bag. It would start raining. What y'all do? He was trying to brag. I said, man, listen here. I was a little rusty in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I got my rhythm, and boom.
He got his rhythm, y'all. Let me tell y'all.
I got my rhythm.
Is that video still on your page?
It's still there.
Y'all need to go to his Facebook page, right?
There.
Because when he saw whatever it is he want us to believe he saw, because I still ain't seen it.
I got it.
He drops the phone.
I dropped the phone.
Then we hit 12-gauge shotgun, right?
Yep.
First of all, how big is a squirrel?
Man.
Why are you using a 12-gauge shotgun
for
a squirrel?
Man, you have to.
They use 12-gauge shotguns to take down, like, lions bears.
12-gauge is not as big as what everybody thinks. My cousin had a 42, and I had the 12. But the catch was, it ain't, like, it's where you hit them, man, that gets your little credit. So I missed them on the first one, but the second one, boom, I got him.
Because he shot.
I got him.
This is what I heard, y'all. He dropped the phone.
I did.
Y'all don't hear me. He dropped the phone, then I hear two shots, and then I hear him reload.
Yeah. I came
and
back.
And then he picked the phone up.
I got him.
Talking about, wait, I think I missed.
Oh, that's the first time.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Now.
I think I missed. And hey. I said, maybe if you get off live, you'll kill something.
Yeah, and then people say there's too much noise. So that's what made me start whispering. What noise? It was the noise of nature. It really wasn't my voice. It was the noise of nature.
This, you'd have thought this was the episode. Who was the dude that died killing the alligator man, the crocodile hunter?
I know who you're talking about.
Whispering.
Hey, y'all, listen.
Something moving in the tree.
Yeah, it was so crazy because I did do that, right? But, you know, I wish y'all would have seen me. Because I got laid out in the grass, and I got kind of scared because I didn't want my cousins them
to shoot
to think
you.
They got a big hit. So I had to get up fast because that's what I told me to need on some orange because I was laying out. I was laying out. I had a good time.
Uh-huh.
But this man said I look like Elmer Fudd.
The man was out there looking like Elmer Fudd, y'all. I'm just trying to tell y'all that's what I thought.
Keep the week quiet. I'm hunting rabbits.
Oh my God.
That's what he said.
Oh.
He told it face on Facebook.
Y'all be very quiet.
How many inboxes I had of people saying, next time you go, take me.
Man, bye. I'm good.
Man, listen, I'm a nature guy. I love that type of stuff. We're going fishing Thursday, but I'm a nature guy.
You going to be able to fish Thursday? You probably do need to go fish because you're going to be feeling bad after Wednesday.
Here we go.
So anyway, y'all, Wednesday, right? Listen, Wednesday, 9 o'clock.
I seen somebody say they bringing a chicken.
Who's that? Felicia Martin says she bringing chicken.
Right.
Is it coming from Uncle Raymond?
Felicia.
And wait, you can't bring chicken in the bowling alley because they got their own little restaurant and we don't want to have to fight the people in the restaurant.
But y'all know how to get it in.
No, but no, they tell on you though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they got spies.
Okay, Felicia, bring your donation. Bring your donation. And then if there's anybody listening that got their own shoe store, own clothing store, listen, we're going to rep your stuff.
Hey.
Market your stuff.
Do you have your own bowling ball? You know,
all them bowling balls at the bowling alley. Why need my own?
I'm just trying to
go there early enough that I'm gonna go either today or tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
So I can know what size ball to get.
Yeah, because you got to, you know, yeah.
Yeah, so I know when I walk in Wednesday,
uh-huh.
I'm walking in like I know what I'm doing.
When was the last time you went bowling?
Man, it's been a long time coming.
It's been more than two, 3 years?
Man, it's been a long time coming, but I ain't worried about that.
I'm trying to.
I ain't worried about that.
I'm just trying to help you out.
Listen, we're going to have a good, man, listen, it's going down.
It's going down for real. All right, y'all. So look here. It's gonna be Wednesday. Now, all of y'all. Now, I saw the good Cardinal said he was coming, and the rest of y'all at Hillside. Yes, Hillside Wednesday. Hillside Bowling Alley. You know, right off the expressway, across right next door to Freedom Baptist Church. All that right over in that area. That's where we gonna be.
We got honestly, I got a lot of folks saying they coming.
I know,
and I don't know if this is my intercessory team.
Wait a minute, you got your mothers and the intercessory team coming.
I don't know if they just coming for more support or to laugh at me. Well, listen, I don't know what the purpose is, but listen, you gotta be there. You gotta be there. Listen, you got to be there, Felicia. Be there.
Look, all are welcome. Bring your children. It's a family. It is a nice family environment. You can bring your people, but y'all really ought to come on out on Wednesday and see what's going on. And the little friendly wager that we got between the two of us
is
the loser has to wear the proper colorage or coloring or garb of the winner's frat.
The good thing about me when it comes down to betting,
I
take betting serious. I'm like Fred Flintstone. bet. And hey, I'm coming with my A game. I'm gonna make sure I pick a good color ball.
It's the color that's going to help you.
Well, I don't know, but it's going to be a mind thing. I don't know if the color really going to help me, but it's going to be a mind thing. I'm going to walk in there.
Now, you got to be comfortable when you bowl.
Man, listen, I'm walking in there with my theme music.
You got theme music, too?
I got theme music.
You got somebody carrying a hammer?
I got theme. Listen, I'm going to come in there with an entourage. Listen, that is going down. I'm going to talk to the owner later today to let them know I'm there. I got Secret Services coming. Listen, y'all ain't going to play with me. It's going down. It's going down. You know, like in a football game, they got a paramedic ambulance truck on the side. We're going to have all that set up.
All that.
Man, listen. We got a cake coming. We got everything. Cardinal coming back from Taste of Magic City coming too.
We got an email. Let's see here.
Here we go.
Email says, hold on, let me get the email. It says, where'd it go? Let me update this. Come on. Give me the update version. Thank you. Come on, update. Taking forever. Okay, one part of the email says, hopefully that 5 million plus will turn out and vote tomorrow. Right,
amen.
Exactly.
Amen.
We hope so. Where's the rest of this email at? Because I see it on my phone, but I don't see it on the computer in here. Anyway, the email says, oh, my God, Oh, my God, that was hilarious, the hunting. I'm sitting here laughing, falling out of my chair at Elmer Fuller.
Priscilla.
Come on. Uh-huh.
Is she a sponsor?
She might be.
Okay,
Be careful.
Priscilla, I bless you with love and happiness.
She blesses the host here with oxtails. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Priscilla, now Curtis, I bless you with love and happiness. That's all right. I didn't kill the rabbit. I love you too with the love of Jesus.
Oh Lord. Wait, I got another message here. Hold on.
Boy, they coming near.
This is from a former classmate of ours. Let's see. It says, this is what she texted me last week, Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
It says, why is your boy out there killing squirrels and deers?
Oh, my God.
She said, that's not for survival. Then today she says on Wednesday night, she said, bowling, I guess I won't be there. Then she says, I still want to see your skills, Pastor Parks, show me a bear. Let me see you hold him upside down by his butt.
If you give me a ticket to fly out somewhere where we can hunt some bear,
uh-huh,
then I'll try to show my skills. But I do have some skills in there. You know, I was just a little rusty in the beginning. But I did, man, listen, I did my thing. You know, y'all keep hitting me hard. Come on, keep bringing them in. Keep bringing them in.
Hey,
okay?
Hey, man, look, I'm just trying to understand.
Man, listen. Yeah. I'm going to be like Charles Jenkins. This means war. Here we go.
What? I ain't do nothing.
Be very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits.
Can I be honest with y'all? I got a cramp in my big stomach from laughing so hard. I sat to Justin in his chair. But Justin is not doing it, man. It's like, just everywhere I adjust, the cramp goes. So I just got to weigh it out. Man, this man got my stomach in knots up in here.
Oh, God. All right.
Man, he prepared for this day.
I was ready for it.
He was ready for it with all these amber fries. Man, this man is really hitting me hard today.
Felicia says she done fell out her chair. Pastor Parks is crazy. Pick any ball you like. That's what she said.
Man, Felicia, listen, I'm going to pick a pretty color ball. I don't know. See,
you know, there is a rule to bowling. You're going to throw one down at a time.
Listen, that's all right. I'm going to YouTube some stuff.
Okay. Are you still going to need the bumpers?
What's that?
The bumpers, the ones you asked for. You don't remember?
No, I want a fair and square.
I'm just asking.
I don't need no bumper.
Okay, all right.
It's going down. Marissa, I wish you could come to Chicago.
Marissa say if you fly her in, she'll be.
Well, I catch you on the next go round. You know, hold on to that now. I would catch you on the next go round.
Uh-oh, wait, is this a caller? Hold on, I think we have a caller.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Caller, are you there?
Some women, not me. Some women just walk freely.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know what that is. That's somebody talking. The caller wasn't ready. She wasn't ready for the phone call.
I bet she was trying to hit me hard. That's right. The devil blocked it. God blocked it.
Yeah, the caller wasn't ready for the phone call.
Devil, God blocked it. He blocked it. Yes, sir. He blocked it.
Look, y'all, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back.
Won't he do it?
We're going to jump right into today's conversation. This is going to be good, too, y'all. Four keys to closing the back door of your church. We're going to be right back, y'all. TTLO.
I believe this is your word that you've been waiting for all night. Darwin, where are you? How many know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask for things, according to the power that worketh in us.
Hallelujah. How many believe it tonight? Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else, he's able. Y'all ready? Exceedingly abundantly above all. All you could ask for came according to the power that worketh in you. Gonna hold me.
You better tell somebody he is able, always able. Amen. Yes. Look here, man. That was a good time. That was a good time, man. Y'all keep the comments coming, man. Keep the comments, the hearts, the thumbs up coming. Keep them coming, man. We appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all. Marissa said, don't be surprised, Pastor Park.
I know. She's trying to come here, huh?
If she pop up in there now.
Come on. Come on to the bowling alley. It's going down in the bowling alley.
It is. So look at y'all. We have this really good article, man. This is really good. It is simply entitled, Four Keys to Closing the Back Door. It's by Tom Rain. Tom Rain is an excellent, excellent writer. If you're looking for some good materials, man, for your church, or if you're doing rebuild, or if you're just trying to get organized in your church, or get some better organization in your church, man, get a hold of some Tom Rainer material, because his material is real time. It's got some good stuff in there, man. And, you know, people are funny about where they get material from. But I can tell you right now, this guy, just from based on the stuff I've been reading for the last few years, he has some real relevant information for churches and how you can modernize your churches, not taking away from the Word of God, but just making sure your presentation is at its best. So this is good. So there's this great article, man, churchleaders.com. It's under the section for outreach. For outreach for pastors or outreach and mission ministries. So this is what it says. The writer again is Tom Rainer, and it simply says this. He says, we discovered four major factors were at work when churches closed the back door. He says more than 200 church leaders sat in a room, each preparing a list of their church's greatest needs. He says, I gave them the assignment, hoping to discover some commonalities we could address together. My expectations were quickly surpassed. He says, in one way or another, nearly 90% of the church leaders indicated that their churches had a problem with closing the back door. That is, they were losing members or attendees even while new people were coming to their churches. Wow. He says, if half the people who came to our church over the past 5 years still attended, we would be double our size.
That's true.
One pastor lamented. He says, we seem to get them into church. Another church leader confessed, but we just can't keep them.
Wow.
For years, the primary focus in many churches has been, what's wrong, Don?
Don't look like I'm on. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
He says, for many years, the primary focus in many churches has been on the front door, people coming into the church. And while such an emphasis remains the Great Commission priority, our research shows that churches and their leaders must not neglect the issue of the back door, commonly called assimilation.
Wow.
Let's talk about it. So. You've been pastoring now for, this is your
5 years total.
5 years total.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the successes of having people come in, but then the reality of then watching them go out the back door.
You know, it's we all get excited
mm-hmm.
when we extend the invitation and souls come into the church.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do an assessment at the end of the year,
yeah,
it's very rare. For instance, if you have 10 to come in, I'm just using a low number.
Mm-hmm.
If you have 10 to come in, it's very rare for that same 10 to remain there at the church at
wow.
the end of the year. And it varies even through the four expectations, mm-hmm. the four qualities here.
Mm-hmm.
But that's some other stuff
right.
that push people away from the church as well.
So talk about, before we get into it, talk about, if you will, you said something at the end of the year. You said a magic word, and the word I don't hear used often is the assessment.
Uh-huh.
So what you're saying is you do take the time at the end of the year to do an assessment.
You have to, number one, you have to do an assessment
you have
of yourself.
To. Uh-huh.
And then number two, you have to do an assessment of the ministry at large.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to do an assessment of your leaders.
Uh-huh.
Because if you're not assessing, then you get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get comfortable, you're complacent, and then you can't see no type of growth. And so a lot of times we are not successful as in quantity because we have not assessed
mm-hmm.
where we at. And the reality of it, you got to take ownership of where you're at.
Yeah.
And just like, remember we talked about earlier in marriage, how
yeah.
the man is a priest. Sometimes you got to, as the leader,
yeah.
you got to take ownership of that revolving door,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which they call it the back door, but we can call it the revolving door.
Yeah.
But then also now there's a good side to that, because some ministries are really set up to be a teaching institution that once they teach you and things,
they go out,
they send you out.
Well, yeah.
But truth of the matter, that really don't happen in the African-American
no,
church.
No,
because African-American church, they feel we need all of our members.
Need to
we,
be here.
Yeah. We
don't you leave.
So there's many reasons
yeah.
why. Even when we look at these four,
mm-hmm.
I can list some other reasons why people leave the church.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, this is the hurtful part. People not just only leaving the church, they're leaving God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They are. Right now, I've seen so many people leave the church just to go home and sit down.
Wow.
And,
wow.
And don't even be bothered with God. Don't even be bothered with Jesus the Christ. You know, it's a sad indictment because they allow itching ears mm-hmm. syndrome
mm-hmm.
to appear in their life. And now they're listening to things that's not beneficial, but it sounds good now. It sounds good.
Wow. Let's keep going. This the writer says this, the big four. He says, through our research, we discovered that four major factors were at work when churches closed the back door effectively. If all four were in play, the back door closed tight. But any one of these factors still contributes to more effective assimilation. Mm-hmm. So let's get into it. Go ahead and grab number one.
Number one, high expectations.
Mm-hmm.
The big four, the first big four issues is high expectations. Our research indicates that the American church went through a period of more than 10 years when church significantly lowered their expectations of the members and attendees. That's deep, y'all. The result was an exodus of people from the church. Exodus is mean going out.
Right.
Why would I want to be part of something that expects nothing of me?
Mm.
A former active church member told our research team,
mm-hmm.
many churches are now attempting to remedy this problem with entry point or new membership classes where expectations of service, stewardship, and attendance are clearly established.
Wow. So yeah, go ahead.
That's deep to hear.
Yeah.
People leaving because they're not expected.
You're not expecting anything from me.
Exactly. And you know, that's kind of odd, but it's true.
If all you're asking your members from, can we be honest?
Wow.
If all you're asking me for is my tithe check,
wow.
But you don't have any other expectations of me
wow.
other than me writing a check once every payday or once a week or however they decide to pay. If that's the only expectation you have, do you really think those members are engaged?
Wow. Hey, can I be honest? Come
on.
I'm guilty in this in a sense too because I've seen myself counsel
mm-hmm.
Bible class because certain members won't attend.
Yeah.
And I'm hurting others.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because of my main members not attending. So I'm thinking, well, maybe I should just counsel. And those are the times that you never know who you're going to reach,
mm-hmm.
who you're going to be able to help in that particular time. But we're so caught up in a certain way of doing things that we need to get out of that, man.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. Let's keep going. Number two says small groups. Well, before we get to number two, let's go back to this part of the very beginning of number one where he says churches lowered their expectations of members. So here is a deal. People go to work. Let's say you have a job and the job has little to no expectations. You may even get bored with that job, but because they're paying you, you keep going. Right. But OK, so now let's take that to a church. You go to a church and all the church is asking of you is your tithes and offerings. And then they don't have any set goals for you. They don't have any set expectations for you. What is going to keep me interested in being a member of your particular church?
Well, that's why a lot of people are going to other ministries.
Exactly.
Because they're tired of routine.
Well, now, I agree. And my question is, because we had this conversation yesterday, and again, we're not throwing any shade on Hannah's church, so please don't go there, y'all. But one of the questions is, I want to know how involved these people are going to be 2 years from now, 3 years from now. Because, you know, it's only been a year or so since he's had this church. Has it even been a year?
No, 10 years.
But it just blew up, though, all of a sudden.
10 years. No, he has one of the longest runs that I ever seen.
Right, but it's like all of a sudden.
Right. I mean, honestly, it's been going on.
So he's been pastoring for 10 years.
11 now.
11 years.
But this is the thing. This is the outskirt where a lot of people don't know that his church, even though we look at his church at the Forum.
Right.
His church on 78th and Dots.
The New Covenant or whatever. Not New Covenant.
No, New Life.
New Life, right.
But there's something going on every day.
Right.
Every day.
Yeah. Yeah. So the question is, those people, and I guess especially because he has that youth group, he has that millennial group. You know, the question is, what I would love to know what expectations are being set for membership, because you know we can be some real flaky people, And after, you know, after the newness wears off, then, you know, then what? You know, are they going to? Because I've seen some friends of mine went to Pastor Meek's church yesterday, and when they, it was Family and Friends Day, when they asked all of the visitors to show up, it was more than half of the church. And that's a big old church.
Yeah, big church.
Big old church.
They lost a lot of members out there.
They lost them to Hannah, and then some people just left, period, because of some political stuff.
Exactly.
Right. But what I'm saying is that when you have some expectations, people get excited about being expected to do something. Like if I know Cornelius can bring something to the table, and I take the time to find out what this is, and now I put this expectation out on Cornelius to say, hey, Doc, look, I'm looking for you, man, because I need you. Not just for your checkbook. I need you for your gift. Come on.
That's scripture.
Yeah.
Where there's no vision.
My.
We perish.
My.
And a lot of people don't understand that term perish. It does not literally just mean die, but they vacate. They vacate the premises.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of people have vacated because vision have not been even expounded on.
Wow.
Even explained to the point that an average person that goes to church don't even know how to explain the church's vision to somebody else.
Wow. Let's keep going. Number two, he says small groups. He says, second, churches that close the back door seek to get as many of their members as possible into small groups. In some churches, these groups meet in homes. In other churches, the small group is a Sunday school class that meets at the church. The key issue, according to our research, is that the small group is an open group, meaning it has no predetermined termination date, and anyone can enter the group at any point. I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions or misuses of small groups is sometimes you only got small groups so they can fellowship and eat.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why you have to have strong leaders
inside those groups.
And leaders that you can trust.
Yeah.
We did small groups when I was at Greater St. John.
Okay.
Honestly, I love the minute, and I talked to Pastor Ackery that sometimes we got to go back to some things that you don't do anymore. And small groups was a pivotal aspect of ministry that helped his ministry blossom.
Okay.
Because what happens, you get people that comes to small groups.
That don't come to church.
That don't come to church.
Yep.
But here, it's how you do the small groups and then who you allow to facilitate the small group.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens now, it's a catch-22 because you can't just have anyone to be in charge of small groups.
Right. You need some biblically sound people.
So now this is why I got to bring back Pastor Hannah.
Okay.
So in order to be a minister at his church, you could come in as a minister, but you got to sit down for a year before you even recognize as being a minister.
Wow.
Don't care if you're ordained
or not.
Wow. You got to sit down for 1 year to prove yourself.
Yeah.
And then you're able to operate. But then you're still going to do that with limitations.
Okay. And that
makes sense.
That sounds fair.
It is.
Because we have to test your fruit. We need to test your. I need to test your anointing.
Everybody who got a license. Some people license was broke.
Everybody got a license can't drive.
They still got a piece of paper.
Come on.
You know?
You see it every day. Yeah. Everybody got a license can't drive.
Exactly.
Let's go. Number three.
Number three, ministry involvement.
Mm-hmm.
The third key component is ministry involvement.
Mm-hmm.
The earlier a new member or attendee can get involved in a church ministries, the higher the likelihood of effective assimilation.
Mm.
Churches that close the back door have a clear plan to keep people involved and doing ministry as quickly as possible. Honestly, bro, a lot of people don't understand ministry.
Come on, help us out.
They really don't understand. Ministry is not the usher ministry.
Come on.
It's not the nurse's ministry.
Come on.
Ministry is servant.
Yeah, yeah.
And most people want to matter. They want to be a part of something that's doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And even I looked at my church and I have a great church. I have great people. But we're missing some key components that would not allow us to be as attractive as other ministries. You know, we got the choir going. We got I can preach a fairly good word.
Mm-hmm.
We got the atmosphere of love. But we're missing the component of music.
Okay.
So what happens,
most people, us folks, we mm-hmm. don't like to come in there somewhere that we can't rock.
Yeah.
We can't, I mean,
something.
That's the essence of us.
That's who we are, right.
And so there's some ministries that we're missing. But then also,
mm-hmm.
if you're not doing nothing from Monday through Saturday, don't expect your church
yeah.
to be productive.
On Sunday. Don't
on
expect
Sunday.
Sunday to be, yeah.
You're not a church. You're not. It's just, you know, people walking by, they may pop in and
mm-hmm.
they may not.
Yeah.
People want to come to something they hear doing something. If you're not doing nothing, you're not going to have no one in there. And that's why you're going to have the same folks in there and the same folks come not going to invite nobody because they're not there because you're doing something.
Right.
They're there because out of obligation.
Right.
And that's
right.
the difference. And that's why it's five different levels of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't know that most pastors, and I hate to say this, and I'm sorry for saying this. If I offend you, maybe you'll do better. Most pastors are a positional leader. They just got the position and title.
Ooh,
and
Lord.
They're not developing anymore.
Oh,
they're
Lord.
Not enhancing the church. They're not doing the things that God has instructed us to do. So now, because they're only a positional leader, they done lost the people because most people follow you not only because of position, but they follow you for what you have done for them and the ministry.
Yeah.
Now, if you're not doing that for the ministry, if
yeah.
they can't see nothing different,
yeah.
then it's like clockwork. It, oh, well, I know what's going to happen at 11:15,
uh-huh.
11:45.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know what he about to say now.
Yeah.
That's just like when we was younger.
Yeah.
Remember how we could use the prayer, the same prayer the deacon did? We knew word for word because it was repetitive. And we still weren't waiting for God to bring the fire after that. Man, listen.
Oh, Lord, how excellent is our name.
Well,
our name is worthy.
We got to say some stuff, man.
To be praised. Kim Tony says, a lot of churches are stagnant. I feel the church is sometimes worse than being in the community. Churches are full of hurt and disappointment. Why should I give you my money, time, and ideas? Wow.
And, you know,
wow.
I agree with you, Kim.
If you okay, see. We can tell people all that, we can tell people this, and I'll give a very good example. Yesterday, when we were done, our pastor emeritus, Tad Miller, had the microphone right before I gave the benediction and says, you know, he wants everybody to bring somebody, bring two people or some two or three people with them next week. And that's good in theory. It's good in theory. But then the question is, what do you have to offer them when you bring them? You know, it's like if I say, hey, like if I out the blue come to Pastor Parks, hey, Pastor Parks, hey, man, look here. Meet me at the store over here on Central and whatever at 3:00. Mm-hmm. OK. And then you get there like, well, why am I here again?
What's the purpose?
Why am I here?
What's the purpose?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because you there needs to be because when you go to do the invite. How is this invite coming off? Hey, man, why don't you come go to church with me? Why?
You know what's one of the most sad indictments?
Yeah.
It's for one who preach and teach purpose,
uh-huh.
but they operate out of purpose.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And so what happens,
oh my
not
God.
Only are you confusing them, but you're confusing yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
You're wondering why you're not getting the feedback.
Yeah.
That you deserve or that you want.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you have not followed through.
Wow. Wow.
You get feedback when you follow through.
Yeah.
And so we looking for a fabricating feedback that we would never get.
Yeah.
Because we have not followed through.
Yeah.
Ourselves.
That's good. That's good. Let's keep going. Where we at? Number four?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Get that.
Relationship connections. Watch this, y'all. Finally, the more new members connect with longer term members, the greater the opportunity for assimilation. In an interesting twist in our research, we found that most of these relationships developed before the new member ever came to the church. In other words, members were intentionally developing relationships with people outside the walls of the church. They invited them to church after the relationship had been established.
After.
If mm-hmm. your church has a big backdoor problem, we suggest that you tackle these issues at one at a time. There you go, one at a time.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
And
so the part about where he says most people had previous relationships with these people before
yeah.
they invited them to church.
Yeah, yeah.
Because see, you just can't go somewhere. It's just like I'll take it as saying this. It's like selling raffle tickets and candy.
Oh wow.
If you ain't never spoke to me,
wow.
And then all of a sudden here you come with some taffy apples,
wow.
Or some candy. Somebody said, you want to buy some candy for my son's school.
Lord.
Negro, I see you every day. And you don't open your mouth to me.
Man, don't you know that happened right now?
It happened. That's what I'm saying.
Lord,
so you have built no prior relationship with me before you come asking me for something. And the church, a lot of times we work the same way. We get people into the church that we built no relationship with, but then we automatically want to put them here and put them there, not knowing their likes, their dislikes, what's their uncomfort levels or anything. So how do you expect people to warm up to staying or want to stay versus saying, you know what they got? Because, you know, some people come in and they'll see how unorganized you are.
Oh
and
God.
How disloyal your folk is,
oh
and how
God.
Messy some of y'all can be.
Oh
and as soon as they come in the front door, they look at like, where did the exit sign lead back there?
Listen, let me say this. And I'm getting ready to talk about some critical
come on.
Aspects of people staying. Number one, when new first time visitors walk in,
yeah.
Your people sitting down, not even greeting them.
Oh, well.
That's a problem.
Well.
Number two, you got tacky restrooms. And honestly, I'm saying it,
yep.
My restroom's not up to par.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have people so stuck
mm-hmm.
in their ways
yeah.
and thinking that what you do, you're the reason why people come and they go. Now, people love to look at something nice. Here, where I live,
mm-hmm.
I live nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I take pride,
right.
You know, take pride. You don't, you see some paper, you want to pick that thing up.
Right.
Literally, I seen some paper in my church.
Yeah.
I kept it there for a month straight.
Just to see if anybody would
and
pick it up.
Members, and I said it over the pulpit. And so now at first they were start looking, but now they got back to
where they was before.
Where they were before.
Because you, yeah. I've seen the same thing. You know, this is a big old building.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point we had two janitors.
Wow.
We used to have Pastor Williams used to ask us to do it, and we actually should get back to it because I think it's also a good fellowship. Was at around springtime, we would ask the members all to come down and help clean the church.
Wow.
From top to bottom.
Wow. That's
so everybody gets, so it'd be about 15 of us in the sanctuary, about 10 or 15 people down in the hall, about 5 people up here in the balcony,
wow.
And then going through all the Sunday school rooms and everything else,
wow.
And cleaning up, right? So somebody asked the last time we did it, we had nobody showed up. About 7 people showed up.
Okay.
That's
nothing for this.
Nothing. And then some of the comments were, well, ain't that why we pay the janitors?
Wow.
But then you'll leave on Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon, because I see this here. There is no excuse. Yes, we have janitors that are supposed to clean the building. But you there is no excuse for you leaving this building, and I can walk out because I lock up the sanctuary,
wow.
And there's 15 water bottles just laying on the floor.
Wow. That's crazy.
You saw them bottles just like I did, and some of them was probably yours.
I used to work at United Center for a while back. And, you know, me and my buddies, we laughing now how we used to play ball on the
yeah.
court and all that. I mean,
uh-huh.
We go in any time of the night.
Right.
We did it. So I created this thing called United Bend.
Okay.
I got paid for it.
Okay.
It suggested for all the employees in United Center, no matter if you was a Blackhawks, Bulls employee, United Center employee, at your service, whatever company you work for,
mm-hmm.
It's called United Bend. If you walk past something
mm-hmm.
and you see it, you bend over.
It come on.
And so the incentive was that might have been a manager saw you
mm-hmm.
do that.
Yeah.
And they reward you with what we call magic money.
Okay. Okay.
That you're able to go to the concession stand.
So you can use the money internally.
Internally.
Makes sense.
Morning.
That's good.
So it was incentive.
That's good.
And so I want to think about a First Bethel Bend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get tired of coming in and seeing the same stuff in the same people role, because it's not in the roles that nobody sit.
Of course not.
It's the roles
where you sit.
People sit.
Right.
And leave the same
right.
stuff.
Right. I said something to my deacons. I said, because y'all got the worst role, because that's about 5 water bottles laying on the floor. Let me move on. The end of this says this. Don't try to implement all 4 simultaneously. Each one takes work and time.
It does.
It says, though improving any one of these factors can significantly enhance assimilation, the most effective starting point typically is dynamic. Open small groups whether they're home groups or more traditional on-campus Sunday school classes. You'll then be much closer to watching the back door close tight.
Wow.
That's good. That's good. You don't try. And see, that's a lot of times where I think we make mistakes. We try to do too much at once. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do one thing right. Do it very, very well. Establish it. Mm-hmm. Put the right person in charge of it.
The right person.
And then move on. And then now you go do the next one.
You know, one of the words that we don't use a lot in the church, we say it, but we don't really operate. It's called discipleship.
Yeah.
We're not really discipling the people of God anymore.
Yeah.
And I fault us leaders because it's our job to disciple the leaders and leaders' job to disciple the sheep, the followers.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what happens if we're not instructing our leaders, and then some leaders don't even want us in position. I'm going to say it. You know, some leaders, as long as they got the mic, oh, man, they're full of anointing.
One of the things that I find so interesting is that a lot of times, you know, and I had a good pastor friend of mine, Pastor Gerald Dew, said this to me. He said a lot of times people will put you in position to do some stuff they didn't want to do, but then when they become successful,
wow,
they then want to knock you down.
They then want to knock you down, man. You hitting something, man.
And when he said that to me, it took me a minute. I said, wow. He said, they will set you up to do something that they didn't want to do or weren't able to do.
Yeah.
And then once it becomes successful and your name starts to get mentioned more than theirs,
man,
they will then do whatever they want to do to knock you down.
One of the most disheartening things, we're doing our pre-Thanksgiving feeding this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as long as I've been there, my track record has been proven to make sure that I'm going to do my part.
Okay.
And so when we sent out a sheet for the members
mm-hmm.
to sign up for what they're going to bring,
mm-hmm.
one of the members had the audacity, well, Pastor, what you bringing? You know, it took Jesus.
Are you serious right now?
Everybody in my power for me to just smile. Because you want to question me on what I'm bringing. There should be a time that you say, well, Pastor, you done enough.
Right.
You could take a break, but knowing I'm going to do.
I'm organizing this thing.
But
yeah, but see, that's folk who don't have no thought process. That's just being messy.
Man, listen. I think with this closing the door policy,
mm-hmm.
I believe you have to be active. You got to do things in your ministry.
Yeah.
And don't try to compete with somebody else or what they're doing. You just do what fits you and what's allowing you to grow in the capacity of what God wants you to.
Hey, amen. That's good stuff, man. That's good stuff.
Make sure you stay in alignment with God.
Right. That's good. You want to pray us out, Doc?
Yeah. Now, come on. Let's pray, y'all. Father God in heaven, we thank you for this opportunity and the privilege once again that we're able to share, laugh, and even discuss your word and even bring some joy and peace to somebody's life. God, we thank you for all of our listeners, God, that have come faithfully, God, to chime in, even give questions, God. We pray that you continue to bless this ministry, God, bless our individual ministries, and bless our local churches, God. Mm-hmm. We love you, and we lift you up. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Look, y'all, it has been absolutely fun. Look here, y'all. Wednesday. Hillside Bowling Alley.
Hillside.
This dude over here and this guy right here, we going at it. The challenge has been late.
Is going to win.
9:00. Look, I know some of y'all are a little older. Y'all can't hang out, but y'all need to come on out. Look, even if you don't come for number an hour,
take y'all chair tall.
Look, and you come ain't even got the bowl. Just come and watch.
Man, come out there.
Because the festivities are going to be wonderful.
I just want to sponsor.
He did.
Because when I win. I just want to sponsor. Who gonna sponsor me?
Look here. It's gonna be good. We can get y'all the details. Hillside Bowling Alley. It is in Hillside, Illinois, right off the expressway. Wolf Road exit. Y'all hear me? The Wolf Road exit. That's all you got to do. If you coming east on 290, you gotta get off at Mannheim what was that? The Manhattan North exit. Yeah, it'll be Manhattan North exit, and swing over there by that Target and meet us on up in there on Wednesday night.
Y'all don't want to miss my theme music.
Y'all don't want to miss it. It's gonna be one, y'all. It's gonna be one. I got a little juice up there at Hillside, so we're gonna have our own lanes already set aside. And we ain't got to worry about none of that, you know, because they, you know, I go up there every Wednesday, so they're gonna be like, here, just get your lane.
Yes, sir.
And we're gonna be good. Now, we'll talk about the food stuff later, because if the restaurant closed early, which we're gonna pray that they close early, if the restaurant closed early, we can go get our own food, y'all.
Okay.
You can bring your own food in.
That sounds like a plan.
Because otherwise, you get in trouble. All right, so look here, we are out of here, y'all. We got to go. It has been wonderful. We thank y'all so much, man. Y'all have been a blessing to us on today. It has been really, really good. Y'all stay blessed, man. And before we go.
Either we quiet, I'm hunting rabbits.
I had to get it one more time. Y'all stay blessed, man. We out of here, TTLO, man. Keep your head on the swivel.